It is September 19th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from Friday's John Lothian newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Last week, the White House and the Departments of Justice and Treasury issued a number of papers about digital assets. There's a list in today's newsletter of some of those papers. From the Department of Justice, the role of law enforcement in detecting, investigating, and prosecuting criminal activity related to digital assets. Justice Department announces report on digital assets and launches nationwide network. From the White House, fact sheet. White House releases first ever comprehensive framework for responsible development of digital assets. From the Department of Treasury, the future of money and payments. Crypto assets, implications for consumers, investors, and businesses. Action plan to address illicit financing risks of digital assets. Edward J. Bedore, a former member of the Chicago Board of Trade who served as budget director for the city of Chicago under Mayors Richard J. Daley and Michael Blandick, treasurer of Chicago Transit Authority and the chief financial officer for the city of Chicago under Richard M. Daley, passed away at the age of 84. I remember Bedore as a wheat broker when I was a runner on the CBOT trading floor in 1981. Sally Duras says, I recall Bedore when I worked in the offices of Mayor Richard M. Daley. He was a legendary influence from the reign of the father, Mayor Richard J. Daley. J. Christopher Giancarlo, senior counsel and co-chair of the Wilkie Digital Works practice, has been named among the most popular cryptocurrency lawyers of 2022 by Coins Capture, a leading cryptocurrency market data provider. Giancarlo was ranked third on the list of the industry's foremost cryptocurrency lawyers. On Friday, September 16th, employees of the National Futures Association participated in the American Heart Association Heart Walk and raised $4,295 for the charity. Tradier's Lex Lutherhausen interviewed Shelley Brown of MIAX for Options Brew TV in an episode titled OBTV, MIAX, What Options Do You Have When It Comes to Volatility? The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission has a podcast/videocast titled The Exchange that includes discussions about women's financial literacy. The episode is What is the Financial Literacy Gap? Conversation on Women's Financial Literacy. Does your firm have an interest in hosting an event in the metaverse? Do you need some help in doing this? I would consider reaching out to GetRealXR. Of their 50-plus sales calls in the last month, 90% have been inquiries about metaverse events. Schedule your free event consultation with a link in today's newsletter. On Thursday, I will start my outpatient therapy sessions. I will have two sessions a week, mostly at 2 p.m. Thursday's the first one. I can't wait for them to start kicking my butt. ICE, Gitterman Asset Management, and FinTech.TV announced they are hosting a climate and capital conference to discuss the role of finance in managing climate-related risk and opportunity. The conference will take place on Wednesday, September 21st at the New York Stock Exchange, coinciding with the New York City's Climate Week. The event will bring together industry leaders from the investment, business, and climate communities to discuss strategies to align capital with climate commitments, ways to engage with corporate issuers on decarbonization strategies, and present solutions to measure and manage climate risk and uncover opportunities. You can go to a link in today's newsletter to register. Coming Together, ESG and the Future of Finance Function is Tuesday, September 20th, 22, from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. It's part of an executive series at Climate Week NYC. You can sign up for the live stream and learn more about the executive series and topics including climate, finance, investment, employment opportunities, and green economic recovery at Climate Week NYC official events program. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Our Markets Weekly Education short of the day is Pat Kenny, Trust and Transitions. In this video from Markets Weekly Education's World of Opportunity event in Chicago, Pat Kenny, Senior Vice President with CQG, talks about a number of key traits needed to succeed in any workforce. As a trader in the pits of the Chicago Board of Trade in the early 1980s, when word was the only bond, Kenny learned about the importance of honesty and good judgment. He also stresses the importance of nonverbal communication, making solid eye contact and sitting up straight are two qualities he believes are lost on the generation coming into the workforce. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Queen's state funeral draws global leaders as UK mourns longest-standing monarch. U.S. President Biden, Japan's Emperor Naruhito, among dignitaries. Funeral follows lying in state that drew thousands to London. The evocative bugle call of the last post echoed around a hushed Westminster Abbey as Queen Elizabeth II's state funeral drew to a close, a poignant mark of remembrance and gratitude for the UK's longest-serving monarch. After four extraordinary days in which hundreds of thousands of people queued for miles to pay tribute to the Queen at her lying in state in London's Westminster Hall, Monday's funeral was the final public moment for a woman who dutifully reigned over her country for 70 years. My comment. I came downstairs this morning to find my wife perched on the couch watching the Queen's funeral procession. Here's a story from investing.com. UK regulator takes aim at FTX. The UK's Financial Conduct Authority fired an opening salvo against crypto exchange FTX, issuing a public warning to consumers that it has no license to do business in the country. We believe the firm may be providing financial services or products in the UK without our authorization, the FCA said in a short statement on its website, adding that you will not have access to the Financial Omnibus Service or be protected by the Financial Services Compensation Scheme, so you are unlikely to get your money back if things go wrong. My comment. It will be interesting to see how FTX handles this negative story and apparent strategic misstep. Here's a story from Crane's Chicago Business. Late Merck leader Jack Sanders' Lake Bluff estate sells. The trading executive's 7.7-acre estate was offered in two pieces at a combined $5.7 million, but wound up selling as one property at $4 million. The secluded lakefront home of the late Jack Sander, who led the Chicago Mercantile Exchange in the 1980s and 90s, sold. Carol Sander, widow of the trading executive, sold the 9-bedroom home on about 7.2 acres in Lake Bluff for about $4 million. According to Sander's listing agent, Corey Green of Compass, the estate's 388 feet of Lake Michigan shoreline includes a helicopter landing pad, a par 3 golf hole, both of which need some TLC. There's also a boat dock. The house is almost 14,200 square feet, combining a grand 1930 mansion with a long finger-shaped section stretching toward the bluff top that the Sanders added. My comment. The late Jack Sander trying for some Ken Griffin-like news. Here's a story from the Financial Times. LME faces backlash from metal brokers for opening during Queen's funeral. Roll marks latest controversy for the 145-year-old exchange. The London Metal Exchange has infuriated some members with its decision to remain open during Queen Elizabeth II's funeral, further inflaming tensions between the markets and its users. Metal brokers and clients have reacted furiously to the 145-year-old exchange's ruling to open its electronic market but close its famous pit on Monday. It means that many traders will work as usual instead of being able to pay their respects to the deceased monarch. Trading on the London Stock Exchange, in comparison, will be closed for the bank holiday. My comment, LME showing a tin ear. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was Treasury urges SEC, CFTC crackdown on crypto industry in wide-ranging new reports from Yahoo Finance. Second was the jobs page for the Digital Dollar Project, which has a couple of open positions. Third was the search for intelligent life is about to get a lot more interesting from the New York Times. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is a press release from the CBOE. CBOE to further expand S&P index options suite with new and additional daily expirations. CBOE Global Markets Inc., a leading provider of global market infrastructure and tradable products, today announced the continued expansion of its S&P 500 index option suite with additional expirations for XPX weekly Tuesday and Thursday options beginning September 19th and September 28th, respectively. Total volume in SPX Tuesday and Thursday options have surpassed 44 million contracts since their launch in the second quarter of 2022, reflecting strong customer interest and trading activity. The additional expirations for SPX Tuesday and Thursday options will align with the number of expirations currently available for SPX Monday and Wednesday options, and meet growing customer demand for Cboe's SPX offerings. The second story is from Fortune. Our rules have to evolve. The crypto industry is trapped in regulatory purgatory. Many in the crypto industry have been calling for clear guidance from government regulators, especially as new sectors like DeFi evolve and high-profile companies like Celsius collapse. As markets have evolved, our rules have to evolve as well, said U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission Gary Gensler, speaking about his approach to financial regulation before the Senate Committee on Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs on Thursday. While Gensler's remarks to the Senate seemed to signal for modernization, he's maintained that existing rules are sufficient for crypto, especially when it comes to whether the vast majority of nearly 10,000 available tokens are securities. And then finally, the third story is from Bloomberg. The headline, the $24 trillion treasury market needs more than just clearing. Making the Federal Reserve the dealer of last resort would help ensure smooth trading during times of extreme stress. The $24 trillion U.S. Treasury market has gotten too big for even the masters of the universe. As the Federal Reserve reverses its bond purchase program and more government securities flood back into the hands of dealers, banks, investors, and traders, the chances of extreme unhealthy volatility are rising. We're at that moment that regulators and market participants have been fearing, which is that there will be more episodes like in March 2020 and September 2019, when parts of the market seized up and prices went haywire. This matters because the treasury market is considered the most important of all the foundation for financial assets priced in dollars the world over. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day. Stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.